All right, episode number 50, if we don't count the special episodes, which we don't. So this is episode number 50, and I'm still celebrating my birthday, and it will be a short one again. I don't know if we'll reach 10 minutes or not. I'll try my best, but since I've been busy all day, it is what it is. Let's start. I imagine the episode number 50 to be this huge milestone episode with even longer than 15 minutes. And the reality is it's shorter. It will be shorter than 15 minutes. That's life for you. You plan something and then whoops, it's turned upside down. Just like Kevin Owens from a ladder. I see what I did. That's that will take us right into the Raw review. So let's start.
Welcome to 15 Minute Time Limit, the wrestling podcast.
The season premiere of Monday Night Raw. You know, it's funny, it's a weekly show that's been on for more than 20 years, and they still call it a season premiere. You know, in TV shows and TV series, season premiere happens after a long break. You know, we have a season going on, say, from October till March, and then from March till October, nothing, and then a new season premieres. That's, you know, the traditional broadcasting system, or not until March or even until May, but from May to October, nothing, a break. So it's funny that they called it a season premiere for a weekly show that runs every week. But it's the first Monday Night Raw after the draft, with new rosters, new themes, new entrances. Why do they need all those changes? I mean, Damian Priest, they changed his theme music and his entrance. Why? Carmella, they changed her theme music. She likes it, according to a tweet that she tweeted on Twitter. But they recently changed her theme and now they rechanged it. Bearcat, Keith Lee, Bearcat. The Bearcat, meow. Yes, Bearcat, Keith Lee. Also with a new theme. But I guess it is what it is. It's the season premiere of Monday Night Raw. And you know what? It wasn't such a bad episode. It wasn't the best Monday Night Raw episode. But it wasn't that bad. I mean, take a look at the opening segment, the revolving door, Big E comes, I'm the champ, and then not every challenger, but you know, the top challengers come and say, no, I should be the next in line, no, I should be the next in line, no, I deserve it. So we had Rey Mysterio, Kevin Owens, Finn Balor, and Seth Rollins coming in, and it was announced. Four-way ladder match to determine the number one contender to Big E will main event the evening. And once you saw Kevin Owens in there in ladder match, then you knew he's going to do something crazy out of the ladder. And he did, but we'll talk about it later. Another number one contenders match between American Alpha, Rude and Ziggler, and Street Profits. And almost, and AJ Styles came and ruined Street Profits' chances. Rude and Ziggler are the number one contenders, and they'll have their title shot in the episode itself. Now, you know, yes, it's a tag match, meaning that not both competitors are tired or are in the ring or are fighting at the same time, but still, giving the number one contender a title match in the same show and not even in the main event, I mean, the odds are against Ziggler and Rude, right? Which they were, because our Rated RK-Bro retained the title. And, you know, I love that match. I think Rude and Ziggler are really top of the top of the top. The thing is that they are being used to set up others, to get others over, to make others look great. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, they got their title shot, right? No one believed they'll win it, but they got the title shot, and it was a pretty good tag title match. Radar Cabro retains. But all of a sudden, it's like, okay, we have a tag division here on Raw. Okay, we have Radar Cabro, AJ and Amos, Ziggler and Rude, Street Profits, American Alpha Academy. It's nice. Nice to see tag team division on Raw. What they don't really have on Raw is the women division. Becky Lynch, the champ, gets challenged by Bianca Belair. Both on SmackDown until last week, or until this episode. And Bianca says, rightfully so, I wasn't pinned at Crown Jewel, so I deserve a title shot. Becky says, you'll get it, but not tonight. And it is announced next week, Becky Lynch will face Bianca Belair. And also, a SmackDown feud that continued to Raw, Carmella versus Liv Morgan in their 213 match in 4 weeks. I mean, I don't mind. It's okay. I love Carmella. I love Liv Morgan. They get TV time. That's fine. But come on. Give us a new matchup, you know? How many times can we see this matchup? And speaking of women's division and a rematch, we also got Zelina Vega versus Doudrop in a Queen's Crown Finals rematch. Zelina used the scepter to win the match. We got the whole crowning of the queen also. I loved that Zelina used a fake, very fake British accent. And then she stopped. I read online that, oh, look at her. What a bad job. She can't keep a fake English accent throughout the whole promo. That's the whole point. She's not English. She has this fake accent like King Booker did when he was King of the Ring. It's brilliant. I loved it. I love that she forgot the accent. It's brilliant. Zelina will kick ass in her role, in my opinion. I also love Austin's Theory gimmick that he beats people up and then takes a selfie with them when they're down. It makes me laugh. I don't know why. But he beat Dominic Mysterio, which is okay, because I think they're trying to push Austin Theory more than Dominic Mysterio at the moment, so that's okay. Damian Priest won a match. Burkett, Keith Lee won a match. All is well on Monday Night Raw. And now we have the main event, which honestly was a great TV main event. Because when you have Kevin Owens, and you have Rey Mysterio, and you have Finn Balor, and you have Seth Rollins, and you have ladders, you know, crazy stuff will happen, and you know you will enjoy it and will have a thrill ride. And I was actually torn before the match about who I wanted to win the number one contendership to Big E, because I think Rey Mysterio can have a great match versus Big E. I know Finn Balor can have a great match. Kevin Owens, big man slapping meat, you know? And Seth Rollins is Seth Rollins. And in the end, Seth Rollins won, which made me happy because I'm a Seth Rollins fan. It's also a long-term booking because back in NXT, Seth Rollins was the first champ and Big E beat him to become the second champ. So it will be interesting to see if they'll touch the history of those two. Great decision to have Seth win it. So all in all, if you ask me, it was a pretty decent episode of Raw. Could be worse. Not the best of the best of the best, but it's a fresh start. New roster. And it will be interesting to see how it keeps on going. Next week, Becky versus Bianca. In a match we haven't seen in, I don't know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, something like that. One-on-one, of course. But I'm kidding. They will have a great match like they always do. So, yeah, go watch Monday Night Raw. All right, a quick preview and I'll try my best on predicting. So far, I suck at predicting, so If you would be a betting man or woman and or talking with your friends on who will win what match, listen to me and then say the opposite. Because I, so far on this podcast, I wasn't that good at predicting. So Hello in Havoc, all right. Tommaso Ciampa versus Braun Breaker for the NXT title. I really, really want Braun to win it because he's amazing. He has it. Strap the rocket to his back. But I don't think it's his time yet. Tommaso should keep the title and be it a hard-hitting match, a good match. Get Braun Breaker over, but keep the title on Tommaso Ciampa. On the other hand, I think that Mandy Rose should beat Raquel Gonzalez for the women's title. Stipulation should be set via the spin the wheel, make the deal. I said that about Frankie Monet as well. I think Raquel is main roster ready, but she wasn't drafted. I'm not sure giving Mandy the title will work wonders, but they should strike the iron while it's hot. They missed it with Dakota Kai. They missed it with Frankie Monet. So, I want to see the title change. Nothing against Raquel. She's great. She improved a lot. She's a great champ. But it's time to see someone else holding the title. And why not Mandy Rose? She improved. She did a whole new character. Love the work she put in it. So I'm going with Mandy Rose and to be the new champ. All right, others. Quick rundown. Io Shirai and Zoe Stark versus Gigi Dolin and JC Jane versus Indy Hartwell and Persia Pirola in a Stairway to Hell ladder match. I hope JC Jane is okay after last week's nasty fall from the suicide dive outside the ring. I have Mandy Rose winning the title, and I have Toxic Attraction, JC Jane, and Gigi Dolin win the tag titles, holding all the titles. That's my opinion. MSK versus Imperium. Okay, MSK. I'll go with MSK. The crowd turned them heel all of a sudden, but I don't think Imperium needs the title. Solo Sikoa debuts and Mysterious Superstar will be revealed. And a special Halloween Havoc edition of Lashing Out with Lash Legend. And all of that will be hosted by L.A. Knight. It will be great. Can't wait to see it. It's only a few hours away, so let's go. Halloween Havoc. Well, you know what I said in the beginning, that it will be even less than 10 minutes because I'm busy with birthday partying, birthday week, woohoo! Well, apparently, I only wanted to do the Raw review, but when I started recording the episode, I knew that we'll have time only for the Raw review. But as time went by, I wasn't able to publish the episode, and all of a sudden I had some free time to do the NXT preview. So there you have it, a regular sized episode, if you will, of the podcast, 50 episodes behind us, looking forward for at least 50 more, and I promise that the 100th episode of this podcast will be a special episode. Here, I said it. Now go to linktree.com/15minutetimelimit, linktr.ee/15minutetimelimit, see where this podcast, where you can listen to this podcast on every podcast platform you want. Share that link with your friends. Subscribe, follow, and you do what you have to do. But make sure you listen to this podcast. All right, that's all the time. Thank you very much. Halloween Havoc, yes! We'll talk tomorrow.